Hello, sisters. This is another episode of the When Marriage Hurts podcast. I am your host, Ola Davis, and it's been a while since I put out an episode. I'm glad I am able to do that this week. So let's get right into it. This is episode number 74. And I just want to talk about, how a decision to leave a destructive marriage can open your eyes to so many other relationships. And what do I mean by that? Okay. Maybe I should just share my experience rather than talking hypotheticals here. Okay, so I was married for, 11 years. And in those 11 years, I mean, even longer than, even long before I was actually married, I had friends that I had known before I even started dating my ex, or before I even got to know him, right? I had friends right from when I was in college, and then some friends I had after I'd been married and had kids, right? And, you know, the thing is, it wasn't all of my friends that I shared what was going on in my marriage with, but there were a couple, right, that I had shared very intimate details with. There was maybe at least one friend or two that I had told about when I had a mental breakdown, when I became, how I became suicidal. And the interesting thing was that I told this to a friend, a really close friend of mine, that we'd been friends at that point. We had been friends for about close to 20 years, if not 20 years. And she was just like, yeah, that's not good, but I'm glad you guys figured things out. Like, at the time, I decided I was going to stay, right? So that was why she was like, oh, I'm glad you guys figured things out. And that was that. There were other people that I told, and it was just like, you know. To them, they just thought it was interesting or whatever. It definitely didn't seem alarming to them, right? And then, a few years later, when I decided I was going to leave the marriage, that I was done, these same people were the ones that were so alarmed and acted like they were so devastated. And they had a response that really confused me. It almost made it seem like they were the victim. You know, they had a response that confused me because they were now sort of panicked. And they were like, oh my goodness, are you sure there's nothing else? Are you sure? But you guys haven't even seen the marriage counselor yet. Maybe we could talk to your husband. And I'm like, please. Like, someone's been manipulating and abusing me for over a decade, and they're just going to stop because you spoke to them? That's not how it works. And these people, they're like begging me. They're like, please don't do this. And at a point, I started thinking, this isn't right. Like, when I disclosed to these people how this had taken a toll on me mentally, how I had a mental breakdown, how I became so incapacitated that for weeks I couldn't even take care of my young children, these people didn't show this level of concern. These are people that were supposed to, like, that I thought loved me friends, some of them family members that I thought loved me, and they didn't show any kind of concern over the fact that I considered taking my own life. But now they're acting like the whole world is on fire just because I filed for divorce. And that experience just really opened my eyes and let me realize that some relationships that I had held on to for so long wasn't what I thought it was. There were people that I thought were friends of mine, but somehow were more, seemed more committed to having me stay married to an abuser than they seemed committed to having me stay alive and be healthy. And I'm telling you, when this kind of things happens to you, it can hurt more than the abusive marriage itself. It really can. Because I just came to this realization that I really don't have as many friends as I thought I had. Some people didn't care about me as much as I thought they did. And I'm telling you, that hurts really deeply. That's something that I had to grieve the loss of those relationships. I had to grieve, maybe not the loss of the relationships, but I had to grieve what I thought I had and was realizing that I didn't have. I had to grieve that. I came to this painful realization that I had lived, not only had I lived a lie in my marriage, I had lived a lie in some other relationships outside of the marriage. Okay? And that hurts. That just hurts. Now, some of these people I still communicate with, but for the most part, I try to keep my distance because I no longer felt safe with them. If someone can stay calm and not be bothered about the fact that I almost took my life, but then they are completely bothered and seem so dysregulated over the fact that I no longer want to be married to an abuser, I mean, they could have their own excuses, right? Who knows? Maybe they themselves are living, you know, dealing with abuse in their own personal lives, whatever excuse they want to come up with. But for me, I just realized that a lot of these relationships that I thought was a place of safety for me wasn't, you know? It's like you're in a war zone and you think you have a fortress around you where the enemy can get to you. And then all of a sudden you realize that the people on your side of the fortress are actually not on your side. And that is scary as hell. So I share all of that to just let you know that when you come to a point where you maybe not necessarily taking a decision to divorce, or maybe you do come to that point where you decide you want to leave a marriage, or maybe you haven't even decided if you want to leave yet, maybe you just get to a point where you're like, you know what, I'm not going to take this lying down anymore, I'm going to stand up for myself, I'm going to stand up for my kids, I'm not going to let my spouse bully me or bully my kids in this marriage. I'm not going to submit to tyranny. I'm not going to submit to, you know, maltreatment. And you begin to take those kind of stands for yourself. Do not be surprised if you start having people that you trust, people that you've always felt safe with, people that you've always believed had your best interest at heart, do not be surprised when they start having a problem with you standing up for yourself. There's something that I like saying that, and I like saying it because I find it to be true. Abuse is a community effort. Hardly do you see a situation of abuse that's just so isolated and just has to do with one person. There's usually the perpetrator of the abuse and also enablers. Okay? So do not be so shocked. I mean, it's still going to come to you as a shock, but when that happens, I hope you would remember this podcast episode and remember that Ola shared this with you and said this could likely happen to you, where you would have people that you thought would have your back and you would only realize that they only had the back of the abuser, or maybe some of them is not so much that they care about the abuser, but they just care about you staying in that marriage, regardless of what kind of damage it might be doing to your health and your well-being. So don't be too shocked if that ever happens. You could find that there are people that you've trusted and they would betray your trust. And those relationships just never remain the same. Once you see what you see, once you know what you know, you can never unsee it. You can never unknow it. With some friends, I tried to still keep up the relationship, even though how they acted, I felt really betrayed by that. But it just continued, you know. And at some point, I had to sit down and be like, girl, when are you going to learn? When are you going to stop bashing your head against the wall? When are you going to stop fraternizing with people that have made it clear, not once, not twice, not three times, that have made it clear several times that your safety isn't important to them? Why? And I just had to have that conversation with myself. There were people that I had to cut off, you know, that I just blocked their numbers from my phone. There were people that maybe I didn't completely cut out of my life, but I really limited their access to me. Okay? There are people that I considered part of my inner circle that I had to kick them out to the outer circle. There are people that I had to demote from being a close friend to simply being an acquaintance. And it was a painful thing to do, but it was necessary. It's like cutting off an infected leg or something, right? It's like having a part of your body, one of your limbs amputated to save the rest of the body. So it's going to be painful, but you know that you're going to heal from that and you're going to be well again, rather than saying, oh, this is a 20-year relationship, I can't let go of it, and allow your entire body to be infected. So, ladies, that's all I have for you this week. I want to thank everybody that has posted, asked questions, responded to questions on the private Facebook group, When Marriage Hurts. If you still haven't joined the group, if you're thinking about it, you know, just go for it. You don't always have to post. And even when you do need to post, you can do that anonymously. If you don't want to post with your Facebook name. But I just want to thank those of you that have been pretty active in the group. I do notice your contributions and I appreciate that. And until the next time that I come again on the podcast, I just want to say stay safe. I know that you might be confused about a lot of things, but please never be confused about the fact that Jesus loves you and he didn't choose this life of pain for you, unfortunately. So never lose sight of the fact that Jesus loves you and it is for freedom that Christ has set you free. Have a wonderful week ahead.